question is, what kind of precedent are we going to set to begin to approve individuals to lifetime appointments to the bench while having utterly no concept of where the individual is in terms of his judicial philosophy? Mr. Estrada may well be qualified to serve on the U.S. Court of Appeals. He may well be qualified. Unfortunately, it appears that he has been coached, that he has been advised to say nothing, to elude all questions, and to avoid providing the Senate with any information that would help us to construct an opinion about his thoughts on judicial issues. I ask each of my colleagues to consider the precedent that we would set for future presidents, future nominees, and indeed for this United States Senate, if we confirm a nominee who has refused to provide the Senate with sufficient information.